In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the Isser, our Gemara here in Masechta Gittin Daf Zayin, the Isser of music, Zeich L'Churban. We look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tuf Kuf Samech, Sif Gimel, V'kein Gozru, Shloil Nagein B'Kli Shor. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to play an instrument. The call means zemer. The call mashmi kol shashir l'sameich behem. Chazal asur. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. This is the opinion of the Rambam that all types of music are asur. However, as we said earlier, it's the opinion of the Paiskim. The Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tezvav, Simen Lamed Gimel, Shalas HaChuvas, Chuvas Van Hoggis, Chelik Aleph, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, that say that if you're learning to play music for the Tzarech Panasa, that's going to be your Panasa, playing an instrument, you could be more lenient. Here, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the opinion of the Rambam, that musical instruments are always asur. However, the Rama says, Hagah, V'yesh Omrim, Dafka Misha Ragl Behem. The only people who musical instruments are asur is somebody who always listens to music. K'goyim HaMalachim Sh'oim Dem Shoichtum V'Kli Shir, the kings who get up and go to sleep with Kli Shir, or Beis HaMishnah, as we've been learning, in a Beis HaMishnah, there's a specific Isser. And in fact, Drama says, V'alkein yesh limchais b'oysen sh'yoshvin lechol sudasam. There are people that sit, I guess, in a restaurant or in a dining room. U'b'chutz oimdim u'menagnim. And outside there are people who play, musicians playing instruments. So the Rama takes a much easier approach. He says that if it's not in a Beis HaMishnah or it's not a Melech, it's Mutter. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'asal Shomer B'nei Churban. The reason is Zeichel Churban. But feel a shear of a pal, a yayin, even shear with just singing is asura. Shenemer v'shear la yish the yayin. V'kva noga kol yisura loyim v'divre shears shishbachos shear shal adoyos v'zichre a kodesh baruch al yayin. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that shira is asur under all circumstances, even without yayin. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that is the opinion of the Bach. And he brings a very nice raya. We, at the end of our previous shir, quoted the Gemara in Masechta Saita. The Gemara in Masechta Saita says that during certain jobs, which are more complicated, you're allowed to sing. During other jobs, which aren't so difficult, you're not allowed to sing. Now, when somebody's working, he's obviously not drinking wine. And if the isser of drink, of the isser of shira, is limited only when it's a base hamishta, so then why does the Gemara have to make a distinction between different types of jobs? There's no mishta there anyway. So that's why the Bach takes the opinion that shira is always asur. The remark concludes the kein l'tzarech mitzvah kigoyim beis hachosim kal ha'akol shari. So we clearly have here machlokes of the mechaber and the remark, which, as we said in our previous year, is actually a machlokes rishonim. What Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos? What is mutter? What is asur? The Igros Moshe in Oyer Chaim, Simen Arachayim Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Vav, has a lengthy discussion analyzing the different opinions regarding this Shaila, and he concludes, Avavadim Aroy Lebal Nefesh, it's appropriate that somebody who's a Bal Nefesh, Lahachmi Karambam, B'tshuvosoy, he should follow the opinion of the Rambam, which we're learning is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Not only is that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, but as we quoted in our previous year, the Rambam is actually, in the Tshuva, is even more machmer. He says that singing, both with an instrument and bepeh, is usher under all circumstances, is usher under all circumstances. And now, as we just learned from, when we learned the Mishnah Brura, he says, Vabach Pasuk Havasei, the Bach Paskins like the Rambam. And therefore, he says, one should try to be machmer under all circumstances, even if it's a dvar, even without a base hamishta. Only by dvar mitzvah is he makel. I will going to discuss what is included in dvar mitzvah. Furthermore, Ramosha says that when we speak about the isser of music, this of music, says Ramosha, is not only live music, but even music that is played on an instrument. Ravozna Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi, Chelik Beis Simen and Zion Ois Beis, Chelik Vov Simen Samach Tes, says Dava Poshet, B'dareinu, Shnesrabu, Kolkach HaKlishir, we live in a time when there's an abundance of musical instrument. Halev Yadei Shazad Nikru Rogabahem. When we read the Ramah, even the Ramah who has the more lenient opinion, Ramah says that Misha Rogabahem has to be Machmer. Says Rav Ozner that certainly Bizman Azeh, everybody, not just the Malachim, are considered individuals who are rogel behem, and therefore this agamahu ulamaisi concludes lebushteinu ulitzareinu kaman nishkech halacha psuka zois. This halacha somehow has been forgotten. Then lano limitz chuskamer, and he says, "I don't really know how to be makel." Rav Vozner is even machmer in Chelik Vov, Simen Samach Tes, about having musical instruments in a home and learning how to play on a musical instrument. Ramosha Sternbuch, Shlita, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hoggis, Chelik Aleph, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, is much more makel. He says it was the minig in Europe already that many people, Rabbanim, had in their homes musical instruments that their family would play with. The Klozma Grebbe Zatzal and the Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Chelik Erechayim Simen Reish Mem Vav, is also Machmer. He says that Koshkein Bezman Hazeh Shachur Ben Nikar, we live in a terrible Golos. Mashloi Hoyim Bezman Churban the base Migdashenu, from the time of the Churban Abayis, have Klal Yisrael unfortunately not suffered like they're suffering today. L'kein l'hoitzi milimin shel tzedokim, yesh l'hachmer b'yeser seis b'kol inyonim. A person should be machmer in all of the shailos. That's the opinion of the Klal Zman Rebbe. On the other hand, I did see that the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Tez Vav Simen Lamed Gimel takes a much more lenient approach. And one of the bases of his approach is important. He says that we always follow the opinion of the Ramah. And therefore, even though according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Rambam, we have to be more machmer regarding music. We always follow the opinion of the Ramah, and if the Ramah was makel, we could be makel. There's also a very interesting tshuva from the Chalkus Yaakov and Chelek Eirechayim Simen Samach Dalit, where he discusses listening to tape music. And he says a very big chiddush. He says that music, when the gezeira was made, and he says this is an important factor in discussing all halacha. Whenever we speak about gezeira d'rabbanon, he says, we have to look at what was the situation when the gezeira d'rabbanon was instituted. So he says, when the gezeira d'rabbanon was instituted, there were musical instruments. And he says, even if they weren't exactly the same musical instruments that then as we have today, it doesn't make a difference. There was such a thing as a musical instrument. And therefore, whatever is a musical instrument is also. He says, but there was no such a thing as a tape recorder or a CD. And therefore, tape recorders and CDs were never included in the gzeira of music being osur, a very big kula. Rav, the Tzitz Eliezer actually quotes that opinion of the Tzitz of the Chalkus Yaakov, and he doesn't completely agree, but he does say that we could understand how we could be a little more lenient. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yechav Adas, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Hei, discusses this Shaila as well. And he says, and he concludes, a Mekilim L'shmoy Ma'araja, or Merusham Kol, somebody listens on the radio or on a tape recorder, Shiras V'Shishbach S'Vaidos L'Shem Yisbarach, Kosh Enem Derech Kalos Rosh V'Holos, as long as the music is somewhat appropriate, yesh lo mamash yismachu, v'avishem lam v'mkli negino, even if there's musical instruments, v'hanach l'yisrael, v'machmer tov olav bracha. The interesting thing, which he himself points out in Haggah on the bottom, is as follows. As I said a moment ago, for us who follow the opinion of the Ramah, so it's quite clear that the Ramah is following the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. And Rashi, particularly Rashi, because Tosfos, as we said at the beginning of our previous year, Tosfos here on the Omer says that there is Makom L'Hachmer, but clearly Rashi takes a lenient approach, and Tosfos says Al Pidin, we could take a lenient approach. So we could understand how the Ramah is makel, and therefore how a Tzitz Eliezer, a Chelkis Yaakov, who always follow the opinion of the Ramah, are makel. The interesting question that we have to think about is Rav Avadya Yosef, who always follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and always follows the opinion of the Rambam, who are clearly machmer in this situation, why is he makel here? And he himself addresses that, and he says, and we discussed this opinion in the previous year as well, that any music which is a shir v'shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're singing the greatness of Hashem, or we're singing psukim of tefillah or of tehillim, he says is not what was included in the gzeira. And therefore, even if we take the stringent opinion of the Rambam, we still have room, to be makel. And it's interesting to point out that even Rav Moshe, who we were saying is machmer, in a tshuva, in Igros Moshe Eirechayim Chelek Gimel, Simon Pei Zayin, says Aval ein limchus b'yarem akilim. Even though Ramosha himself was machmer, he says we shouldn't be upset with those who are more lenient. Miachashur mo matter shloi b'mishta v'ein regilim. V'kein wadin l'shmoy zimr d'mona. He says even listening to musical instruments, which as we learn our Gemara, is clearly more of a shaila than listening to just songs being sung. Ramosha takes, says, ein limchais, we can't be so strict about it. The Paiskim, there's a tshuva as well in the Mashag, Chel Beis, Simakov Chavhei, that says, though nowadays we live in a world where people are nervous, people have different situations, and music helps them calm down. So just like we quoted in our previous year and in this year, the Gemara in the Saita teaches us that if somebody listens to music when he's working and it helps him do his job right, that's mutter. That this is also in the category of Lashum Refuah and would be mutter. Similarly, I even saw that the Shevet Alevi, who we know is very machmer in this subject, and Chelik Vav Simon Samach Tes, says if somebody is listening to music because it helps them become closer to Hashem, it helps them become closer to Hashem, we have a place to be makel. As we said before, there's a question what the Tosfos clearly said, and we spoke about this in the previous year, how much of an important factor this is. The Latzarech Simchas Chasam V'Kala, you're allowed to play music. And we discussed what is and what isn't included in Tzarech Simcha. The question that comes up is, what about if somebody has a dinner or a concert, and they're making the dinner or the concert with Tzarech Mitzvah, to raise money for tzedakah? So I mentioned that tshuva that I mentioned earlier in Yerchaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Vav, says as follows. Avla banquets, he's not even talking about a concert. Shoshana Tzarech Tzedakah, Mesubkanim Humbechlal Heted Var Mitzvah. I don't know if that's included in the Heted Var Mitzvah. There's no, the sud and the simcha is not really a mitzvah. It's only shula hesa if ideis harbe nashim. Like this, we could get together many people. Shinastadvu. Aval efshe yesh lahachshav shul dvar mitzvah. Maybe there's room to consider a dvar mitzvah. Shkivin shul kovin mekayme mitzvah stock up. With making it to honor people who do a mitzvah. Chayin toiv lahachmer efshe. Vein limchos be'elam akilim. He says that we have room to be makel if people are doing it, and this is the way we could get more money for the tzedakah. It also seems to be that you have to have a guest of honor, and this is the way he'll be more honored if there'll be more people, and the tzedakah will be benefited. However, the post can say, just to have a concert where the only people who are going to be making money in this concert are the concert organizers, there seems to be very little heter for that to attend such a concert. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yudalit quotes a Likutei Maril. Kasam Likutei Maril. Shloike din hu shemisharim v'shich mishta. It's inappropriate that they sing when they have this mishta. Oitch k'nesani k'gavne l'simchus mareyes. Kiyaz atarach agarasak v'amayras asanik b'nech k'min zemer. If you're just going to have a concert and sing psukim, inappropriate. Avol Ach basic nesses, l'rgolim mutzlazamer. That when you're in shul, then it's a mitzvah to sing. However, the Steichemet points out that the only time you're not allowed to sing a pasuk is only if you're not singing it with the proper respect. But avam ha'kavona l'shem shemayim. If the kavona is l'shem shemayim, losa shevach v'adol ha'kadosh baruch al chazdov, abderech tefila, you're davening to Hashem, that is included in the heter of the maril, as long as it's l'kvoid shemayim. The Mishnah Berura, interestingly, quotes a Magen Avraham that says that the only songs you're allowed to sing are the songs that have been established previously as piyutim. You're not allowed to come up with new piyutim. However, I did see that many paiskim say that any song that has in it an element, a shir v'shevach takadosh baruch hu, is certainly, any song that has in it a shir v'shevach takadosh baruch hu, is certainly mutter. One more interesting shiloh. There's a shiloh that I saw that the paiskim discuss, that people that don't have it so easy to get up in the morning, maybe particularly yeshiva bachrim. So there was a shaila in a yeshiva, could they institute that they should have on the loudspeaker music played every morning, and that will get the boys easier to get up. It seems, certainly according to the Ramah, you should be makel. This is not being done alayayin. It's not particularly being done latainig, and therefore it should be mutter. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Alicha Shlomo, Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Ches, takes a strong point. He says, and I think what he means is that the Ramah, as we just learned the Ramah, says that Ragel, somebody who's Ragel, is also. You can't have more of an example of Ragel than if every morning that's what's done. And therefore, he takes a strict opinion. However, interestingly, I saw in the Chashukei Chemet that he asked the Shaila to Rav Ozner. And as we've been discussing in our shir, Rav Ozner is actually more machmer in this whole subject of music. He says, however, if they won't have like a regular tape with regular music playing in the morning, but if they're going to have a pasuk, even if the pasuk is with a niggin, but the pasuk speaks about people getting up to do the avodas Hashem, to go to tefillah, to go to learning Torah, that Rav Ozner, the Chashukei Chemet, said one could be more lenient.